The blessing from Rabbul Alameen. The blessing from Rabbul Alameen. Islam is the way of life.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. As-salatu was-salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. Amma ba'd, fa'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajeem. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. As-salatu was-salamu alayki ya Rasulullah. Wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habiballah. As-salatu was-salamu alayki ya Nabiyallah. Wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nurallah. My dear viewers of Manichar, welcome to another silsila. Alhamdulillah Azawajal. In this blessed sisra, we bring you some unique topics, inshallah, azawajal. And we have another unique topic for you today as well, inshallah, azawajal. And our topic today is, who is powerful? But let's start by listening to a fazila, a benefit of reciting salutation, peace and blessings upon the best of mankind, the Holy Prophet, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. The Holy Prophet, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, said, whoever recites salat upon me 1,000 times a day, he will not die until he sees his abode, his place in Jannah. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So my dear viewers of Madni Channel, let's start by listening to the Holy Quran, inshallah, as well, and recitation, the Holy Quran and praise of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajeem. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد آمنت بالله صدق الله العظيم
مصطفى اور ان کی آل انجتن ہے با کمال مصطفیٰ اور ان کی آل انجتن ہے با کمال
مجھ پہ کتنا نیازی کرم ہو گیا دنیا کہنے لگی پنجتن کا گدا اس گھرانے کا جب سے میں نوکر ہوا سب سے اچھی میری نوکری ہو گئی
میں تو پنجتن کا غلام ہوں میں تو پنجتن کا غلام نام ہوں میں تو پنجتن کا غلام ہوں میں تو پنجتن کا غلام
مجھے عشق ہے تو خدا سے ہے مجھے عشق ہے تو رسول بطول کا میرے منہ سے آئے مہک صدا جو میں نام لوں تیرا جھوم کے
میں تو پنجتن کا غلام ہوں میں تو پنجتن کا پنجتن ہے با کمال میں تو پنجتن کا
من سے ہے مجھے عشق سارے چمن سے ہے مجھے عشق ان کے وطن سے ہے مجھے عشق ان کی گلی سے ہے مجھے عشق ہے تو علی سے ہے مجھے عشق ہے تو حسن سے ہے مجھے عشق ہے تو حسین سے مجھے عشق شاہ زمن سے ہے
میں تو پنج تن کا غلام ہوں میں تو پنج تن کا غلام ہوں مصطفیٰ پر ان کی یار پنج تن ہے باگواں میں تو پنج تن کا غلام ہوں میں تو پنج تن کا غلام
ہوا کیسے تن سے وہ سر جدا جہاں عشق ہے وہیں کربلا میری بات انہی کی بات ہے میرے سامنے وہی ذات ہے وہی جن کو شیر خدا کہیں جنہیں باب صلی علی کہیں وہی جن کو ذات علی کہیں وہی پوختہ ہے میں تو خام ہوں
میں تو پنج تن کا غلام
بس ایک گدا میرا پنج تن سے ہے واسطہ میرا نسبتوں کا ہے سلسلہ میں فقیر خیر الانام ہوں
میں تو پنج تن کا غلام ہوں میں تو پنج تن کا غلام ہوں
کیا بات رضا اس چمنستان کرم کی زہرا ہے کلی جس میں
Dear viewers of Madi Channel, Alhamdulillah, our topic today is who is powerful? Alhamdulillah, without doubt, the most powerful is the Creator, is our Creator, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But here it's referring to one of the hadith of the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, where the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, the most powerful amongst you is the one who controls himself when angry, and the most tolerant is the one who forgives despite having the ability to take revenge. So this is what we are referring to, is basically the one who has power to when he's angry, but he forgives the person, he controls his anger at that time. That is what we're referring to as the most powerful one. Inshallah, Azawajal, our Muballighin are with us. Iftihar Bhai, you can say a very important topic.
Gee, the topic today, who is powerful? Everybody wants power, whether it's through authority, whether it's in our communities, whether it's amongst the youth, everybody wants power. So to have power gives you this feeling, you know, this feeling that I'm in a position that nobody else is in. Love. Whether the power is gained through us physically becoming strong today. Some people are trying to gain the power by going to the gyms and getting huge muscles. Some are trying to get the power through their position in communities or societies. Or some are trying to get power through leadership skills. So everybody likes to have a bit of power, from children to adults. And even if you're looking and say, how come children? Even in schools, there's fights taking place in colleges to show dominance, to show power. And the powerful one is the one that we think that can knock somebody else down, that can bruise somebody else up, or that can push somebody aside, even through power through our wealth. So it's another thing that we have to think about. We have power, we try to get power through our wealth. When we have wealth, we can show dominance over other people. But it's mentioned the powerful man is not the one who's a wrestler and overpowers the people physically. He's not the powerful one. But the powerful man is the one who controls himself while in the state of anger.
Allah.
In the state of anger, you drink your anger. And the best drink that's mentioned that you can drink is to drink your anger. So at that state, in that condition when we are angry, then all sorts comes out. You can tell a person's true characteristics when he's in the state of anger. He will use verbals, he'll use bad language, he'll become violent, he'll become aggressive. But yet that same person, he'll be normal. So Shaitan, he says, I don't become disappointed even with the individual that's got abundance of worship. Why? Because when he gets angry, I play with him like a child plays with the ball.
Allah.
And I use him in that way, and he destroys his whole deeds. In the state of anger, husband divorces his wife. In the state of anger, murder takes place. In the state of anger, many kabair guna, big gunas take place. So in this way, it's further mentioned that the Prophet ﷺ stated, whoever has the ability and the power to express his anger. So yes, you're physically bigger. You have the chance. But he controls it. On the day of judgment, Allah will fill his heart with his pleasure. That will be the reward for that individual. Then it's further mentioned regarding those individuals that used to control their anger. Imam Muhammad Ghazali rahma has mentioned, a person talked rudely to Amir al-Mu'mineen Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz alayhi rahma. He alayhi rahma bowed his head and said, do you want me to become angry? You know, people wind you up sometimes, they say comments, so do you want me to become angry? So that Shaitan, he plunges me to the pride of arrogance and power, and I inflict cruelty upon you. Then on the day of judgment, you're going to ask for retribution. Allah. So is that why you want me to become angry? He said, I'm never going to do that.
Allah.
So today,
who is this? He's the Amir al-Mu'mineen.
He's the Amir al-Mu'mineen.
He's no ordinary person.
Somebody who has the ability to inflict damage or to take retribution on an individual.
Allah.
Yet our powerfulness, we show when someone brushes past us.
Allah.
You know, we give him the eyes. If someone drives, overtakes us in the lane, we give him the stare. If somebody, youngster, we have so much aggression in us today that there's no reason for it. That youngsters, if somebody looks at them, they say, look, I'll sort you out. Where's all this power, this pride coming from? Another narration is mentioned that a person swore at Sayyidina Salman Farsi alayhi rahma. Alayhi rahma replied on the day of judgment, if the side of my sins of scale is heavier, then I'm worse than what you said. However, if it is lighter, then I don't care about your vulgar words.
Ooh,
look at the level of sabr. If somebody insults you, if somebody makes a comment against you, it's very, very difficult to keep your anger at that stage. Until we give them a verbal volley back, until we say something back to them, then we're not at our ease. Even though it would take a week later, we hold inside us that grudge. And when we get the opportunity, then we take revenge on that individual. So the powerful, individual is not the one who can inflict his revenge, take revenge on the individual. The one that is powerful is the one that can control his anger.
SubhanAllah. So what do you view of Manisha? Alhamdulillah, we are talking about controlling the anger. That is the person who is the most powerful person as well. Alhamdulillah, we've got Ustad Tariq Madni Sahib with us as well, inshallah. Ustad Sahib, yeh topic aisi hai ke, matlab, jaise hi din by din, we're going towards the end of time, mahsoos ho raha ke anger bhi badh raha hai logon ka. People were a lot more calmer at one time. We've got so much facilities, we've got so much ease, we've got so much comfort, but the anger it looks like it's increasing as well.
بالکل صحیح فرما رہے ہیں کہ اچھا اور جب رضو کی حالت ہوتی ہے تو شاید جو نا لوگ دوسروں پر زیادہ ظاہر کرتے ہیں کہ بھائی مجھ سے دور رہو, میرے خلاف مزاج, میرے موڈ کے خلاف بات نہ کرو, روزہ رکھا ہوا بھائی میں نے, مجھے غصہ مت دلاؤ. اللہ اکبر. سب سے پہلے تو میں قرآن مجید فرقان حمید کی آیت نمبر 134 سورہ آل عمران, اللہ تعالیٰ قرآن مجید فرقان حمید میں ارشاد فرماتا ہے, الذين ينفقون في السراء والضراء والكاظمين الغيظ والعافين عن الناس والله يحب المحسنين. یہاں پر اللہ تعالیٰ نے چار صفتیں بیان فرمائی ہیں,
سبحان اللہ,
پائس پیپل کی,
سبحان اللہ,
متقی لوگوں کی جو پرہیزگار ہیں. اور مفتی قاسم صاحب دامت برکاتہم العالیہ نے سراۃ الجنان میں یہ چار صفتیں اس کی تفصیل کچھ بیان کی ہے, تو فرماتے ہیں, پہلے میں اس کا ترجمہ کر دیتا ہوں. فرمایا کہ الذین ینفقون فی السراء, وہ لوگ جو خوشحالی میں والدراء اور تنگ دستی میں خرچ کرتے ہیں, والکاظمین الغیظ اور غصہ پینے والے ہیں, والعافین عن الناس اور لوگوں کو معاف کرنے والے ہیں, واللہ یحب المحسنین اور اللہ تعالی محسنین کو, نیکیاں کرنے والوں کو, نیک لوگوں کو پسند فرماتا ہے. تو یہاں پر دیکھیں چار صفتیں ان لوگوں کی بیان کی گئی ہیں جو تقوی والے ہیں, پرہیزگار لوگ ہیں. اب اگر ہم لاسٹ صفت کو دیکھ لیں کہ قرآن مجید میں بیان کیا گیا کہ یہ کہ نمبر تھرڈ فرمایا کہ الکاظمین الغیظ, غصے کو پینے والے ہیں, والعافین عن الناس اور لوگوں کو معاف کرنے والے ہیں. یقین جانے یہ صفتیں خاص طور پر یہ غصے کو قابو کرنے والی, لوگوں کو معاف کرنے والی صفتیں ہم میں اگر جمع ہو جائیں نا تو سبحان اللہ ہم جنے کامل مومن, ایک قوی مومن جنے بن سکتے ہیں. یہاں پر ایک اور روایت جو آپ نے بھی ابتدا میں بیان کی, یہ روایت کئی کتب میں موجود ہے. نبی اکرم صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم نے ارشاد فرمایا, لیس الشدید بالسرعۃ, پہلوان وہ نہیں ہے جو طاقتور ہو, انما الشدید الذی یملک نفسہ عند الغضب, کہ جو طاقتور وہ ہے کہ جو غصے کے وقت میں اپنے اوپر کنٹرول کر سکے. اور پھر نبی اکرم صلی اللہ تعالیٰ علیہ وسلم نے مزید اس طرح کے فرامین حضور اکرم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کے ملتے ہیں جن سے معلوم ہوتا ہے کہ کس قدر جو ہمیں غصے سے دور رہنا چاہیے اور جب غصہ آئے تو اس کو پی جانا چاہیے. فردوس الاخبار میں ایک روایت ہے, یہ تفسیر سراۃ الجنان میں بھی ذکر کی گئی ہے, نبی اکرم صلی اللہ تعالیٰ علیہ وسلم نے ارشاد فرمایا کہ اللہ تعالیٰ فرماتا ہے, جو اپنے غصے میں مجھے یاد رکھے گا میں اپنے جلال کے وقت اسے یاد رکھوں گا,
اللہ,
اور ہلاک ہونے والوں کے ساتھ اسے ہلاک نہ کروں گا. تو جب ہم غصہ کریں, جب غصہ آنے لگے کہ یار اب ہمیں کسی سے ریونج لینا ہے, کسی سے بدلہ لینا, غصے والی کیفیت آ رہی ہے, تو بندہ کم سے کم اس روایت کی جناب نے ذہن میں لیا ہے کہ اللہ تعالیٰ نے جو ارشاد فرمایا کہ جو اپنے غصے میں مجھے یاد رکھے گا میں اسے اپنے جلال کے وقت یاد رکھوں گا, اور ہلاک ہونے والوں کے ساتھ ہلاک نہیں کروں گا. تو ہمارے لیے اس سے بڑھ کر اور کیا ہوگا کہ جب لوگ جو ہے ہلاک ہو رہے ہوں گے, اور اس حدیث کی شرح میں لکھا ہے کہ ہلاک سے مراد یہ کہ جہنم کی طرف لوگوں کا جانا, تو ہم بس جہنم سے بچ جائیں, سبحان اللہ, اس سے بڑھ کر اور کیا ہو سکتا ہے ہمارے لیے.
اللہ اکبر, ماشاء اللہ. We are talking about the people who are the most powerful people, the people with power, and those in reality those people are with the people with power are those who overcome their anger. And if you look at the pious predecessors, rahimahumullah, their lives would be full of this, that how they would control their anger, how would they overcome their anger, even at the most difficult of times. Alhamdulillah, Ustaz Sahab has highlighted regarding the importance of controlling the oneself from anger and how this will benefit us in the akhirah. It's mentioned by Sayyidina Ahnaf bin Qais, radiallahu ta'ala, that they Someone asked him regarding that, where did he learn tolerance from? He said from Qais bin Asim, radiallahu ta'ala. He says that his state was such that one day, his slave girl, she was bringing some cooked hot meat, and the state of this hot meat was always, he was boiling hot, and she tripped and this fell onto his daughter, and his daughter passed away because of this.
Allah.
And at that time, what he did was, she became so frightened, the slave became so frightened, and he said to her, do not be frightened. Look at the state. He's saying to her, do not be frightened. Then he's calming her down, and he said, go, that I have freed you for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just imagine, look at the effect of the pious people of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These great holy, iftikhar bhai, we can't, you know, these are just, you can say they're just things which we read. We can't really think to implement something like this. This is how deep these pious people of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have gone. Their control of anger, you know, such a state. Someone's taken the life of their child, yet they turned around and they're calming that person down. You see, normally it would be the other way. And they're calming the person down. Look, be calm, you know. And then on top of that, they're freeing that slave. This is like a reward to the slave in the state of such that they've caused harm to them. They've taken the life of their daughter. Allah.
See, many times of the Hanan bhai, we read that regarding the pious predecessors, if they had a slave or a servant, and they may have done something, where accident spilled the food in that instance, what took place, they would forgive them. Allah. They would forgive them. And even the slave, you will learn, they will learn it. They will recite the ayat of the Quran or mention the hadith to them to calm them down. Another beauty here that we learn is that if you have the power and capability to take revenge and you don't, then the reward is for that individual.
Allah.
So if somebody is weak, they can't really take revenge on somebody, can they? But if somebody's in the power, got the authority and the power, they're in a position where they can take revenge. And one of the pure attributes of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was that forbearance, and the attribute of forbearance. And forbearance means to suppress the anger by your own character.
Allah.
So to have forbearance, alhamdulillah, which is a beautiful quality to have. It's also mentioned to suppress anger when a person is filled with it is called forbearance. Now many a times we learn during the blessed life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, many incidents took place, but the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam never took revenge on that individual. We learn about during the time of Taif, those individuals that caused the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam so much difficulty and trouble, and yet the mountains were presented to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Angels came and said, we can crush these individuals if you like. So, but the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam forgave them.
Allah.
Then during the time of when Makkah al-Mukarramah was conquered, all those individuals that treated the Muslims badly, again, there was no punishment for them. There was nothing for them, no retribution, nothing was done to them in that. Many of them embraced Islam. And there another, Thumama bin Uthal, when he wanted to martyr the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was captured. He was bound to the pillar. He saw the beautiful characteristics and the forbearance, the tolerance of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, after 3 days, freed him.
He went
to where, and he read the Shahada, and he embraced Islam. So due to forbearance, due to being kind, due to forgiving people, you're bringing people that are very close. Many, but we can say in our life, how do we do this? If somebody damages your equipment by accident, hits your car by accident, so it does something, you forgive them. That's a big thing to do, isn't it? Imagine you scratch somebody's car or damage their car. Yeah, and that person turns around and he says, don't worry, it's okay, I'll forgive you.
No, normally it's the case of getting away from that somehow or another. And running away.
But that person turns around and imagine the effect it has on you. I've done something and he still forgave me.
Love.
So remember, it is mentioned that amongst you, the strongest is the one who controls his anger when filled with it, and the most tolerant is the one who, despite having power, forgives. Or despite having power, so you're physically big, you're stronger, you know you can beat the other person up, but you forgive them.
Allah.
Or you are financially strong and the other person is weak, and he accidentally does something to your property, to your business, and you know he's financially, you can put him into trouble, or get him into trouble, or have that dominance over him, but again you let him go, you forgive him.
Uh-huh.
Again, there's great reward for these individuals. Further, the Prophet has said, knowledge is obtained by gaining it. Forbearance is developed by the virtue of tolerance. And one who tries to attain goodness, he is given goodness. And the one who wants to be saved from evil is saved.
Uh-huh.
So this is something that we have to develop in ourselves.
Uh-huh.
So it comes from the smallest of things to the biggest of things. In the household, we sometimes are not tolerant with our children. We go outside, we're not tolerant with people in the community. We get agitated if somebody parks in a space that we think we have the right to have. We get angry if somebody takes a shopping trolley before us. If somebody gets in a queue before us, we become restless. We have got our level of somebody is very, very low. As a child says in the car, he says, "Dad," again and again, "Are we there yet?" And you haven't even turned the engine on. That is our case today. Allah. Are we there yet? And we are far away from that. So having this quality of forbearance is something that we have to develop.
MashaAllah. The new views of Manisha, there's a lot been said and a lot more to be said, especially, alhamdulillah, this is a topic for all of us, and especially where our level of forbearance is very low, our level of forgiveness is very low, our level of controlling our anger is very low. We need to know how to able to gain this type of ability and able to strengthen ourselves in this matter. If you look at the lives of the pious people of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is Ustaz sahab, ek bada unique waqia mujhe bahut pasand aaya, jab maine padha na maza aaya ek iska. Wo hai Sayyidina Abu Usman rahmatullah alayhi, unke kisi ne unke upar na someone threw ashes onto them. Ashes hoti hai na wo ek
raakh,
raakh hoti hai. So that was thrown onto them, and what they did was they cleaned off their clothes, and someone asked them, you didn't rebuke the person, usko kuch kaha nahi aapne jisne aap par phenki hai. Unhone he gave a reply. He says, wo kaise wo gusse mein aaj jo jahannam ki aag ka haqdar hai, ye jo choti si raakh jo hai, ye to kuch bhi nahi uske upar. These ashes are nothing, and this person is entitled of the fire. Look at how the thinking has changed them to overcome that difficulty, overcome that aspect as well. Matlab kaise matlab unki soch thi.
ये मैं समझता हूँ सिर्फ एक सोच का जो ना चेंज होना है, एक माइंडसेट का बनना है, और ये जो ना हमारे पाय स्पिरिट का जो ना तरीका कार है कि वो इस तरह से सोचते हैं कि यार मैं तो इतना गुनाहगार हूँ, मैं तो इतना खताकार हूँ, मैं इतना गुनाह करने वाला हूँ कि मुझ पर ये एशेज क्या, ये राख क्या और कुछ भी डाला जाए तो मैं इसका हकदार हूँ. ये उनकी जो ना ये इंतहाई जो ना किस्म की आजजी है. तो अल्लाह ताला हमें भी ऐसी आजजी अता फरमाए, वरना बड़ी बात जी ये बहुत बड़ा यानी कि समझने आला दर्जा है इस कदर तहम्मुल मिजाजी का, इस कदर माफ करने का, वरना राख क्या कोई हमें जाना जरा सी आंखें भी दिखाए ना या कुछ इस तरह का करे तो हम फौरन जाना उस पर गुस्से में आ जाते हैं. तो बाहर गुस्से से जो है बचना ही चाहिए. और अगर हम इसी तरह से आदि से तैयार देखें, नबी अकरम सल्लल्लाहु तआला अलैहि वसल्लम ने इरशाद फरमाया, हजरत उबै बिन काब रज़ियल्लाहु तआला ने इसके रावी ने फरमाया, नबी अकरम सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम ने जिसे ये पसंद हो कि उसके लिए जन्नत में महल बनाया जाए और उसके दराजात बुलंद किए जाए, जो जिसको ये पसंद हो कि उसके जन्नत में दराजात को बुलंद किया जाए, फरमाया कि जो तुझसे कतअ ताल्लुक ही कर तू इससे जोड़, और जो तुझे महरूम करे तू उसे अता कर, और जो तुझ पर जुल्म करे तू उसे मुआफ कर. तो वाकई में अगर हम चाहते हैं कि हमारी जन्नत में महल्लात बने, हमारे लिए आसानी हो, और हम नबी करम सल्लल्लाहु तआला अलैहि वसल्लम के इस फरमान पर अमल करें, तो हमें अपना जो है थोड़ा सा माइंड सेट इस तरह का बनाना पड़ेगा कि गुस्सा तो आ जाता है, गुस्सा एक फितरती चीज है, लेकिन अगर हम ये चाहते हैं कि दुनिया और आखिरत में सुरखुरुई हासिल करें तो गुस्से को जो है ना वो छोड़ दें. है फलाह हो कामरानी नरमी आसानी में, है फलाह हो कामरानी नरमी आसानी में, हर बना काम बिगड़ जाता है नादानी में. तो हमें चाहिए कि हम जो ना गुस्से से बिल्कुल जो ना दूर रहें. फिर देखें नबी करम सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम से लोग कितनी मोहब्बत करते थे. यहाँ पर सूरह आले इमरान की आयत नंबर 159 तफ़सीर सिरातुल जिनान भी मैं पढ़ रहा था, तो इसमें जो नबी करीम सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम के अखलाकी करीमा को जिस तरह से बयान किया है, बड़ा बड़ा कमाल का है. यहाँ पर जरा इस आयत का हिस्सा देखें. अल्लाह ताला कुरान में जिस फुरकान हमीद में इरशाद फरमाता है, लौ कुंत फज़्ज़न ग़लीज़ुल क़ल्बी लन्फ़ज़्ज़ु मिन हौलिक, कि अगर आप तुर्श मिजाज सख्त दिल होते तो ये लोग जरूर आपके पास से भाग जाते. तो नबी करम सल्लल्लाहु तआला अलैहि वसल्लम इतने नरम है कि लोगों की मोहब्बत, ان سے دیکھیں کہ کس قدر اپنی جان نچھاور کرنے کے لیے تیار, اپنا مال نچھاور کرنے کے لیے تیار, حضور کے صرف ایک فرمان پر, ایک جملے پر اپنی زندگی انہوں نے جو ہے وہ سمجھنے کے قربان کر دی. کیوں؟ اس لیے کہ محبت. اب یہ محبت کیسے پیدا ہوئی نبی اکرم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم سے؟ تو وجہ یہی ہے کہ نبی اکرم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم بہت 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 زیادہ نرم مزاج تھے. اللہ تعالیٰ ہمیں بھی نرم مزاج عطا
فرمائے. Sayyidatuna Khadija al-Kubra radiyallahu ta'ala anha, the noble wife of our beloved master sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah, she was a woman who supported the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam throughout their married life. We know that the Prophet alayhi wa sallam was 25 years of age at the time of the nikah, and Sayyida Khadija radiyallahu anha was 40 years of age. She was a successful businesswoman, but when she came into the marriage of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, she was so obedient towards him and she was willing to give everything for him. In one narration, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that I have not been granted a wife like Khadija radiyallahu ta'ala anha. But when I invited people towards Islam, they all rejected the message except for Khadija radiyallahu ta'ala anha. And whenever people deprived me of things, Khadija radiyallahu anha was willing to give all her wealth, everything for me. And Allah Azza wa Jal granted me offspring through her. Subhanallah, Sayyida Khadija radiyallahu anha, we learn, was the first woman to accept Islam, to embrace Islam. She believed in the Messenger. She supported his mission wholeheartedly. She encouraged him. She was like a rock for him. And she gave him that willpower to continue. And Sayyida Khadija radiyallahu ta'ala anha, she was ever willing to provide for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, give money, give wealth, everything at the feet of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. And as we know, Allah jalla wa ala blessed the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam with children through Sayyida Khadija radiyallahu anha. Such children, subhanallah, which had the greatest from all children. The sadate kiram, their lineage goes through Sayyida Khadija radiyallahu ta'ala anha. Sayyida Fatima radiyallahu ta'ala anha, she is the noble daughter of Sayyida Khadija radiyallahu ta'ala anha. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless Sayyida Khadija radiyallahu anha immensely. She passed away in the month of Ramadan, the 10th of Ramadan. In fact, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increase her ranks, elevate her further, and for her sake grant us blessings as well. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
MashaAllah, dear viewers, beautiful Madani advice from Hafiz Kalim Madani, the Alhamdulillah, regarding Sayyida Khadija al-Kubra, Ummahat al-Mu'mineen, the mother of the believers, radiyallahu ta'ala anha. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for her sake, grant us all forgiveness. We should try to follow the footsteps of and implement these teachings of Sayyida Khadija al-Kubra, radiyallahu ta'ala anha, into the lives of our children, our daughters, our mothers, inshallah. The Faiz Rasool bhai, Kalam bhi suna de, inshallah.
Apna gham ya shahe Thank you.
Topic. If the Harbhai, we're talking about that person who's able to control himself. You know, you mentioned sometimes, you know, these things happen all of a sudden as well. You know, a person is sitting there. There's a story of a Muballig as well. He's sitting down having tea and someone goes past and nudges him and the cup of tea is falling onto his clothes. Now, especially if he's got wearing white clothes, the stain of the tea, and obviously the tea is going to be hot as well. It's not going to be cold. So all that happening just a sudden with a nudge and, you know, causing that, a person is going to get angry. He's going to go into a state. How would he be able to control himself? How is controlling the anger at that time?
One thing you never regret is remaining silent.
Allah.
If you remain silent, you never regret it. Sometimes you feel like, I wish I had said this. But later on you think, oh, it's better I didn't.
Allah.
But when you say something in anger, later you definitely regret it.
Allah.
So remaining silent, you never ever regret. Another thing I'll add to this is that this was accident, okay? Spilled the tea, coffee. These things happen by accident. No one does it deliberately.
Mm.
Normally in the house, these things happen. Your best plate gets broken, glass gets broken. No one has done it deliberately. So there's no point, as they say, crying over spilled milk. Like, if this happened, it's happened. There's no point now scolding or slapping somebody or causing them pain.
You know, sometimes these incidents are there. But that time a person gets in angry, he gets into that state as well.
Gee, and that's the thing that's done by accident. If you look at a lot of the time, people try to wind you up on purpose.
Mm.
If they know that you got a short fuse, whether you're at work or whether you're at home or whether you're in school. Now, because we work with a lot of children, in a class, if somebody knows how to wind up somebody, for fun, they'll wind them up.
Wind him up for
they'll
fun.
Wind him up for fun, they'll get angry, they'll have a bit of entertainment. Then you, as an adult, you know there are certain people in your local masjid. They'll make a comment just to get you angry. And they'll see that your reaction. Once they know your weak point, they will keep exploiting that. They will keep targeting it. Don't reveal that is your weak point. So if you do get angry just first time, just, you know, bite the lip and remain silent.
Allah.
And that way, inshallah, people won't play on it. But if you do get angry, then everybody will be playing you up. Even if it's your child, you know, sometimes we say to a child, it's our own child, but we're angry. And we say to them, get lost. I hope this happens to you. It could be a time of acceptance. And upon this, a parent's dua is accepted. So you made a curse or something against them because you became angry and it becomes like that. Then what's going to happen? So inshallah, control your anger in all circumstances. Even with the mother of the children, most cases what happens is that due to anger, they say, Mufti Saab, in anger, we had the divorce. Now the Mufti Saab is going to say, you're not going to give us some flowers and then divorce her. Of course you're going to be angry. In the state of anger, you're going to say words which you're going to regret later on. So best thing to do is in the state of anger, the best advice is, first of all, walk away, remain silent. When you come back, you will appreciate that, inshallah, what you have done, and you won't regret remaining quiet, inshallah.
Jee, inshallah. Mustafa sahab, mashallah, mauzu wala chal raha hai, very interesting topic. Bahut sari cheeze hain buzurgane deen ke jo waqiat hain.
Acha, ye who is powerful, ye humne is pe waise khaas taur pe guftugu ki hai usse wagaira ke hawale se, lekin ye jo ek bada wide topic hai, isme bahut sari aur bhi cheeze aati hain. Jaise ki is waqt mere samne ek riwayat hai, Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam ne shatr Hazrat Abu Huraira radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu ke rawi ye farmate hain, المؤمن القوي خير واحب الى الله من المؤمن الضعيف, کہ قوی مومن زیادہ بہتر ہے اور اللہ تعالی کے نزدیک زیادہ پسندیدہ ہے ضعیف مومن سے. اب اس کی شرح میں لکھا ہے, یعنی فی ایمانه وليس المراد في القوي في بدنه,
یعنی ایمان کے اندر پختہ مومن یہ اللہ تعالیٰ کے نزدیک زیادہ یعنی کہ بہتر ہے, نہ کہ وہ جو کہ بدن میں ہو. فرمایا لِأَنَّ قُوَّةَ الْبَدَنِ قَدْ تَكُونُ ضَرَرًا عَلَى الْإِنسَانِ, اس لیے کہ جو انسان کی طاقت ہے اگر وہ جسمانی طور پر اگر وہ قوی ہے, بعض وقت غلط بھی یوز کر سکتا ہے, کسی اور پر بھی یوز کر سکتا ہے. سم ٹائمز کیا ہوتا ہے, هَذِهِ الْقُوَّةُ فِي مَعْصِيَةِ اللَّهِ, بندے کے پاس زیادہ طاقت ہوتی ہے, وہ بعض وقت اللہ تعالیٰ کی نافرمانی میں استعمال کرتا ہے. اور پھر حق بات یہ ہے کہ جو قوی مومن ہے نا وہ ہے جو شیطان کے خلاف جائے. قوی مومن وہ ہے جو کہ نفس کے خلاف جائے. قوی مومن وہ ہے, فرمایا الایمان الصادق باللہ تعالی, کہ جس کا سچا ایمان اللہ تعالیٰ پر ہو, وہ صبر علی الشدائد, جو صبر کرنے والا ہو مشکلات پر. ہم اگر اپنے آپ کو سمجھتے ہیں کہ پاور فل, تو کیا ہم صبر کرتے ہیں مشکلات پر؟ یہ ہمیں سوچنا چاہیے. اور فرمایا القدرت علی قول الحق, کہ سچ بات کہنے کی قدرت رکھنے والا شخص یہ جو نا پاور فل ہے. اور فرمایا اللہ اکبر الرحمت والعدل, کہ جس شخص کے پاس رحم ہو اور انصاف ہو یہ شخص جو نا قوی ہے, یہ شخص پاور فل ہے. ٹھیک ہے, بڑا مشکل ہوتا ہے سم ٹائم کہ جب دو تین ہمارے سامنے جن آپشن موجود ہوں اور پھر ہم انصاف کریں, تو انصاف کرنے والا شخص یہ پاورفل شخص ہے.